Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I warmly greet you in that name which is above every name. I'm so glad you joined me today. And I would like to share, if I would put a title to this message, about the need of the hour. And I do believe that it's perhaps the greatest need that we have today, and that is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God. As we look around at the world in which we are now living, as we see the sorrows that Jesus spoke about occurring on every hand, the famines, the wars, the natural disasters, we've got tornadoes and hurricanes in places where there are never tornadoes or hurricanes. We see a tremendous amount of volcanic activity that's increasing. Earthquakes are increasing, as Jesus said, in diverse places. Beloved, in spite of all this that is going on, we have to look deep within the very nature of man, and the nature of man, regardless, or perhaps I should say the heart of all mankind, no matter what country they live in, what race they may be, regardless of whether station in life, whether they're scientists or engineers, or whether they're teachers or villagers living in one of the third world countries, beloved, there is in their heart, because God has put it there, an inexpressible longing for something that they do not now possess. Those who don't know about Jesus, those who have never acknowledged Him, or perhaps never had the opportunity to acknowledge Him as Savior, are hungering after a reality that they don't even know what it is, but they are yearning for something. Why? Because God has put eternity in our hearts. He has put in the heart of man a desire to reach out to Him. And we know that the very majesty and glory and nature of God is expressed in the natural creation. Romans talks about that, those opening chapters. So man is without excuse. But many, in ignorance and in the limited ability they have worshipped the creation rather than the Creator. They've worshipped the sun and the moon and the stars. But the fact of the matter is, there is this longing within every heart. And mankind as a whole is hungry for the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ. They may not recognize it. They may deny it. They may profess to be atheists. But beloved, in every heart, deep within, if they would be honest and acknowledge it, there is a desire for God. And everything that is beautiful, the mighty and glorious blessings of the Lord, is for whomsoever will, that you tonight, whatever your needs are, you can receive from the Lord. It has been Satan, our adversary, the fallen angel, he who led the worship choirs of heaven through wily scheme and craftiness, has poisoned the minds of men and has caused heartache and sorrow in the earth from the beginning of time. And, of course, men may derive some pleasure from the things of this world, from a carnal satisfaction, but it's only for a season. Sin will bring death. That's what the Lord said. And there may be those who have possessed the great wealth of the world and power and influence or fame, and they put great reliance on that. But all of that is of no avail without the Lord Jesus Christ. What does it profit a man, the scriptures tell us, if a man gain the whole world but suffer the loss of his soul? And it is the will, it is the intention, it's the purpose of God that he wants to set mankind free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. He wants his people, those who have been called by his name, those who have come to him, who acknowledge him as Savior. And yes, there's another step. We put those words together, Savior and Lord, but you realize that's another step. It's one thing to acknowledge Jesus as Savior, and quite another thing to affirm him as Lord of your life, because Lord or King means that is his will is preeminent, predominant. It supersedes what you desire. One of the greatest and most beautiful prayers is the prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And it's been my prayer when I first came to the Lord, because I knew, I at least had enough sense to know. I didn't possess the wisdom necessary to make proper decisions. So I've always prayed, Lord, your perfect will in my life, your perfect will in a situation. You can't go wrong praying the prayers of Jesus. But beloved, Jesus came into this world to break the yoke of bondage that had been put on the human race from the garden by the fall of Adam and Eve. They lost their first estate. They lost that beautiful place of harmony and fellowship with God. And they had been warned, but Eve was deceived. Adam clearly disobeyed. And as a result, a cherubim with a flaming sword was set to guard the entrance to the Garden of Eden again, because he did not want them to eat of the tree of life and continue forever in that state. But God had a plan. He had that before the foundation of the earth, and that was to have Jesus, the only begotten Son of the Father, come into the world and take on human flesh, just as we have, that he can relate to us. That's why he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He's been there. He's been through it. Have you ever had someone say, yeah, I can relate? I mean, I've been there. I've done that. Well, he's done that. He's been here. He knows what it is to suffer, to be hungry, to endure the contradiction of sinners against him. And beloved, what we need in this hour is a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God in the lives of his people everywhere. And also, I'm so encouraged, as the Word of God tells us through Joel, that he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. So in the closing moments of time, it is not his will that anyone be perish, anyone be lost. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on him would have everlasting life. And beloved, if you're listening to me right now and you are not certain of your salvation, or if you've backslid, now is the appointed time. Now is the accepted time, the day of salvation. And I want to stop right here. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for those who need to come into a right relationship with you. Just repeat after me. Lord, I confess my sins. I repent of my sins. I acknowledge that Jesus is my Savior. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead, that he came to bear my sins and restore me to fellowship with the living God. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. And Father, I thank you that you will restore the years the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the cankerworm hath eaten, that work of the enemy which has come to rob and steal and deprive God's chosen ones from the blessings of God, all the hurts, all the things that have happened in the lives of your people, Father, restore. That which the enemy has stolen, may he restore seven times, sevenfold, in the name of Jesus. And believe we, beloved, we need the mighty outpouring of God's Spirit in our lives, that everyone can experience that abundant life, that full liberty of deliverance that has been bought and brought by our loving and marvelous Savior. People are hungry for a reality in this day of modern technology and technological warfare. They need the redemptive grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there is only one way that the problems of this world can be solved, and that is through His divine intervention in the lives of the multitudes of people on this earth. Right now, while you're listening to me, beloved, we have satellites circling the earth. We have all manner of technology. We've got genetic engineering. There are breakthroughs in science that the scientific community has withheld from the general public simply because they feel we couldn't handle it. The world has at its fingertips the ability to ease the misery of myriads of people. They could bring peace, yet they don't do it. What we see is country against country. We see strife and malice and envy and hatred of people groups all over the world, beloved. Nowhere in the annals of history has the world been in the position that it is in today. Never in the stockpiles of human warfare has man had at his disposal the ability to wreak total annihilation of the human race as it does now possess. We, America, have been the greatest nation in the earth, and yet our United States Supreme Court has outlawed religious activities in our schools. It's becoming increasingly unpopular to be a Christian. We're counted as domestic terrorists. We can't talk about Christmas. Beloved, if we don't wake up, we're going to find ourselves being dominated by the forces of the enemy. And beloved, we need to understand that God is giving us opportunity to discern the signs of the times and to equip ourselves to do the things that God has called us to do in this hour. Well, I could go on, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. My time is coming to a conclusion. And with that, I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer in a moment is going to give our contact information. I just want you to know, UCM Partners, how much I appreciate you. Thank God for your prayers as well as your financial support. Without you, we couldn't remain on this station. We couldn't continue in the outreaches that God has given. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.